I now ask the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, to come and pay a tribute on behalf of the United Nations.
Jacob Zuma of South Africa, dear loving family of Nelson Mandela, your majesties, your highnesses, distinguished heads of state and government, dear citizens of South Africa, ladies and gentlemen, I'm deeply honored to participate in this state memorial service for the late former President Nelson Mandela. We join together in sorrow for a mighty loss and in celebration of a mighty life. What a wondrous display of this rainbow nation. In nature, rainbow emerges from rain and the sun. It is that blending of the symbol of grief and gratitude that I feel today. I hope we'll be able to see the rainbow soon. Through the rain of sadness and the sun of celebration, a rainbow fills our hearts. On behalf of the United Nations, I offer my deepest condolences to Gresham Marshall and the Mandela family, to Winnie Madikizela Mandela, and the Mandela's larger family, the people of South Africa, this great continent, and in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, this stadium holds tens of thousands of people, but even an arena as big as African continent could not contain our pain today. South Africa has lost a hero. We have lost a father. The world has lost a beloved friend and mentor. Nelson Mandela was more than one of the greatest leaders of our time. He was one of our greatest teachers. He taught by example. He sacrificed so much and was willing to give up everything he had for freedom and equality, for democracy and justice. His compassion stands out most. He was angry at injustice, not on individuals. He hated hatred, not the people caught in the grip. He showed the awesome power of forgiveness and of connecting people with each other and with the true meaning of peace. That was his unique gift, and that was the lesson he shared with all humankind. He has done it again. Look around this stadium and this stage. We see leaders representing many points of view and people from all walks of life. All are here, all are united today. This grandest of all baobab trees left deep roots that reach across the planet. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, South Africa's democratic transformation was a victory by and for South Africans. But it was also a triumph for the ideals of the United Nations and for anyone, for everywhere, who has ever faced the poison of prejudice. The United Nations stood side by side with Nelson Mandela and the people of South Africa in the fight against apartheid. We used every tool we had, sanctions on arms embargo, a sports boycott, diplomatic isolation. We spoke up loud and clear across the world. Apartheid was vanquished, but as he would be the first to say, our struggle still continues against inequality and intolerance and for prosperity and peace. Nelson Mandela showed us the way with a heart larger than this stadium and an infectious smile that could easily power his light. In fact, it lit up the world. Nelson Mandela is at rest, his long walk complete. Let us now be guided and inspired by the spirit he awakened in all of us, the flame of human rights, the beacon of hope. This boxer, Nelson Mandela, fought throughout his life for each and every one of us. It is a duty of all of us who loved him to keep his memory alive in our hearts and to embody his example.